2013 was a decent, even a good year for the commercial fishermen of the North Coast, so says Chuck Capato, president of the Bodega Bay Fishermen's Marketing Association. Not only was the total catch higher, but the price was very strong. Still, it wasn't all good news.
When the price is high, you get far more participation in salmon than you get in the past. There's more pressure on the fishery. Even with that additional pressure on the fishery, they still didn't catch as much fish as they did if you go back 6 or 7 or 8 years. So you could say that it's been a very good year for salmon, an exceptional year for the sports fishing community. But all in all, that type of good fishing sometimes does more harm than good because it creates the illusion that everything is wonderful and fine, where it isn't.
And where it isn't is inland, where the salmon that should be spawning now to perpetuate the fishery are among the early victims of the ongoing drought.
What's of concern to us is next year, and particularly 2016, with the conditions that we're now witnessing, that is, the streams are extremely dry, low flows. Some of the tributaries, of course, are just bone dry. What that means is that these young fish that were spawned this past fall are just simply not going to survive.
Zeke Grader is the executive director of the Pacific Coast Federation of Fishermen's Associations. He points out that the reduced stream flows also affect coastal estuaries, where fresh and brackish waters mix, areas that are also important for the maturation of key food fish species.
Salmon use it to build up strength before they go to the ocean, but our Dungeness crab use these mixing zones. That's where they spend much of their early life. So their survival is predicated somewhat on the health of an estuary. And to the extent that we no longer have these estuaries functioning like they're meant to, it will have an impact on whether it be spawning in the case of herring or nursery habitat, as in the case of the Dungeness crab.
But looking ahead, Chuck Capato fears that politics may harm the salmon fishery at least as much as the weather.
It's a situation where the salmon have never fared well in that competition for water. The allocation of water from the rivers to the Central Valley and to the farming interests. You end up pitting the financial prosperity of the Central Valley against the survival of the North Coast communities. And we don't fare well because our economic contribution in the eyes of the politicians are nowhere as great as it is with large factory farming interests. It's an unlevel playing field, and it's kept that way politically.
So, as he awaits the opening of this year's salmon season on May 1st, Capato is wary in the short term and deeply worried beyond that.
This year, I think the jury's still out. We might have a pretty good year, might be a fairly decent price, but droughts and the inability of fish to make it to the ocean comes back to haunt you 4 years down the road. We're at a critical point in the evolution of the fishery and the evolution of California, where water's a real scary thing right now.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.